Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am live on Facebook. I'm live on my YouTube channel, and I'm live on Instagram. So I'm giving social media time to kind of let people know that I'm going live before I actually get started. So I'll give it a minute or two. I don't plan on being up here before you guys long. However the Lord give it to me, that's how I'm going to give it to you guys, okay? I also have up the replay on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and also I'll have up the replay on my podcast more than likely this Sunday, okay? So I have not been live in a long time. Like, I feel like as far as doing a teaching, and to be honest, I thought I'll be taking like a little bit longer break, but the Lord said not so, okay? Take a little break, but you're not going to stop. So welcome, everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Good evening. Typically, I don't go live in the evenings that much because I have a family, but now my kids are out of school and they're home now, and so I will be able to do a little bit more in the evenings, okay? So I'm excited about that. They had a great school year. Glory to God. I'm so proud of them. They both have like made so much progress this year. And so if you guys have kids in school, you guys are getting out of school, you know, I pray that your kids had a successful school year and all that good stuff. And so, again, as I said, welcome. My name is Shaquita Torres. I am the Lord's messenger, okay? Also his prophet, okay? I'm also a licensed therapist, a life coach. I'm a coach trainer and a number of things, okay? And I can go on and on about that. But I will always say this. My identity always is in Christ, not in my titles, not in what position I may hold in whatever capacity, but my identity is truly in the Lord, and that's where I thrive, okay? And prayerfully, you have the same mindset, all right? That you are a daughter or a son of the Most High God. So welcome, everyone. So this evening, what I'm going to do, I'm going to teach you guys what God has given me. And if you stay on, if you have any questions for me about your season, just let me know in the comment section. If you want to put it in there now, you can. But I'll get to it towards the end of today's teaching, okay? As I said, I will not be up here long. But before I start, I do want to make like three announcements real quickly. So some of you guys know this. Some of you guys may not know this. But my program to certify Christian life coaches begins in July. In June, I'll be having a workshop for those of you who are interested in that. So if you want that link, go to the link in my bio or go to my social media page and you'll be able to see that. I will be having a workshop. I'll begin for the book that I just wrote called Unashamed. So the book is amazing. I've had some really good feedback on it. I'll be having a workshop to go along with this book in the month of June as well. You can go to Eventbrite to look that up, but I'll post it as well in the comment section. For those of you who are Christian therapists, Christian life coaches, pastoral counselors, those of you who are in the faith-based sector who provide faith-based counseling or coaching to people, I'll be launching my Faith and Mental Wellness Directory this month in June in about 2 weeks, you guys, in about 2 weeks, okay? So stay tuned for that. I'm super excited about that. God gave me the vision about that in the fall of 2022. And so I will be launching that this month. So stay tuned. It's going to be amazing. And also, every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have prayer under Awakening Prayer Hubs under Apostle Jennifer LeClaire. And so it's open for anyone to join. We come together and we pray about our city, what's going on in the world, what's going on in our nations, right? And just seek God. And it's beautiful because when we come together, we're sharing our heart, sharing what we're seeing, sharing what the Lord may be saying to us about what's going on around us so we can pray or intercede, okay? Anybody can pray. All right. It don't matter your level, what you think you are as a believer. We're all called to intercede and pray for what's going on around us. Okay. So if you're interested in that, go to awakeningprayerhubs.com and you'll be able to join the firewall during my time at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. So before I get into it, as always, I'm going to say a quick prayer and then we'll go ahead and get into tonight's teaching. All right. And so, Father, I just bless your name on tonight, God. I thank you for this word. I thank you, God, for what it is that you want your people to know. Holy Spirit, speak through me. Holy Spirit, I yield my mind, my heart, and everything that I have to you on tonight, God. Stretch our mind, stretch our thinking. Help us to gain clarity. Help us to gain insight, oh Holy Spirit, into what it is. And what we're going through in our particular season. Amen and amen. And so as you guys know, as always, I have a story about how God gives me, teachings or prophetic words to share. It's like a little journey for me. So this past Sunday, I woke up, I was like halfway asleep. And I had just woke up because I had like so many dreams. Like I had like three or four in like one night. And so when I'm waking up, I'm like trying to remember what my dreams were, but also in the midst of that on Sunday morning, I kept hearing the word seasons, seasons. I'm like, God, I'm like, what are you saying? I knew it was Holy Spirit. I knew it wasn't me because I was halfway asleep. Okay. I wasn't even thinking that straight yet. And he kept saying seasons. I said, God, what are you saying? And he was like, my people need to know what season they are in. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he like tell them to seize the season. And so I got up and I just like begin to write it, type it out in my journal, actually on my cell phone, I have an app called Journey that I put everything in. And I was like, okay, God, I'm like, tell me more. Like, what is it? And he was like, I want you to do, I said, is it a series or is it just like one-time teaching? And he didn't answer me right away with that, whether it was a series or not. He just told me that the title and everything and to teach it. Okay. And so as I began to like really study it, right? I said, Lord, this is a series. Like, there's no way in the world I will be able to like teach everything that's coming to my spirit right now in just one live. Like, people will not watch. I'm not gonna say they won't watch it, but it would be like an hour and a half, 2 hour teaching if I sit here and try to explain like everything to you all. And I wanted to do it with in a way that it would bring so much clarity, so much understanding, and so much insight into you. And so I said, okay, God, I think this is a series, maybe 4 or 5 weeks. Okay. And so, I said, okay, God, give me like show me like how you want me to teach it. Because, I know that, we all have different assignments and different callings, right? People that follow us, who are leaders. And God knows who follows me. He knows what people need. And so immediately I heard the Holy Spirit put on my spirit and my heart. He said, compare the journey to a tree. Compare your life to the life of a tree. And it was like psh, light bulbs went flashing, 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 flashing. And I'm like, okay, God, I can do that. That's going to be amazing. Okay. So I began to study like the tree and I was like, wow, like, this is so beautiful. This is so amazing. And of course you can go to YouTube now and see teachings from other people about seasons. But what I love about God is that, of course the word of God says like, under the sun, there's nothing new, but the way he gave me to teach it, I haven't seen that anyone else do it that way. And so I'm excited because I know that this is a straight download from the Holy Spirit. Okay. But there are teachings up there about seasons. And of course, God gives us different ways of how to reach people. All right. And so, of course, at this point, you guys already know how I teach. I'm a big person on definitions when I can. Sometimes it can be time consuming trying to find every definition, but I try to definitely get the highlights, the major words and what they mean, because knowing the definition of a word and what it really means can change the whole totality of your understanding of what the scripture means, or anything that you're reading for that point, whether it's something to do with school, education, whatever you're reading. Like, knowing a word's definition can change the whole way of how you understand it, okay? And so the definition of seize is this. Take hold of, suddenly and forcibly. Take an opportunity or initiative eagerly and decisively, okay? And so some of the words that also mean seize is catch, snatch, appropriate, clasp, clench, clinch with an I, clutch, compass, okay? Compass. Take control, master, dominate, and have control. And so that's what seize means. Like, you have to, like, take hold of it. Take hold of your season, all right? So the definition of season is this. Each of the four divisions of the year, you have spring, summer, autumn, and winter, marked by weather patterns and daylight hours, resulting from the earth's change in position with regard to the sun, all right? Talking about weather here. And so here's some of the words that also mean season. You have fall, a period, okay, summer, a time, winter, autumn, division, interval, a juncture, occasion, opportunity, spell. Spell meaning, you know, a lot of people might say, oh, you know, for a time or for a spell, this happened. Not spell as in like someone putting a spell on you, but they mean time. You have spring, term, and then you have wow, okay? And so these are some of the synonyms of what the word season actually means, okay? So I went and I began to study, you know, the life of a tree, and, you know, what that looks like. And so immediately, this is what God gave me. I'm just going to read what I typed out and what God gave me, because it was just so beautiful. It blessed me so, so much. So a tree goes through many, many seasons. First, it's planted as a seed, just like we are in a seed in our mother's womb, okay? As a baby, we need so much care and attention, and so does baby trees, okay? Think about when trees are planted, they need so much care, all right? They need more water, they need more nutrients, they need more food, they need more care, they need to make sure that they're growing properly. Think about when you first plant something, you're checking it frequently to make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to do, okay? And so what Holy Spirit was showing me was that as an infant in Christ, or as an infant in the natural, right? That's what happens. As infants, we need so much care. We need so much attention. We need nutrients. We need, you know, people to, like, you know, pour into it, right? We need the milk as infants, okay? Infants and toddlers in the natural, we have to go to the doctor to get checked up, to get checked on frequently. Okay, in the infant stage of your walk with God, you are learning from Him. You are reading your word and growing accustomed to this new life. Okay, the new you is becoming. And so what God was showing me, He was like, you know, a seed is very similar to a baby in Christ. And so whenever you are a baby in Christ, you need so much care. But it's a great thing. It's not a bad thing, because it's the opportunity for you to truly develop and really get to know who God is, know His character, know His nature, understand the word of God. And this is also where you should be getting discipleship at. True, beautiful discipleship. Okay. And so just remember that if you are in this season, like, oftentimes this is what I see. Okay. So I look back on my journey. And I look back and I also look at other people. Right. So most infants in Christ are, like, so hungry for the word of God. They're hungry for the Lord. They're hungry because they've had this encounter with God and they want to keep it. It's like an excitement. But the thing about it is, you have to be under so much care, because if you are so excited, you know, about God, almost like you will eat anything. Like, as an infant, they eat whatever you give them. Like, they'll try it for the first time, right? And like, this is nasty. Oh, this don't taste good, right? So that's the same way we are when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to our, you know, laying the foundation with our relationship with God, you guys. And also, it's a season where God himself actually woos us. And so I'll share my story with you in just a moment about how God wooed me and my husband, okay? But I just want to share that, you know, the word of God says this, you know, it's a time for everything under the sun. It's a time to plant. And so God is actually planting you. He's watering you. All right. If you are a new convert, no matter how old you are, if you're 20, if you're 50, if you're 80, if you're however old you are, God is literally wanting you to have a strong foundation. And so even in this stage, right, don't compare your journey to other people, okay? Embrace your process. It's okay to glean from other people, but don't expect God to do the same thing with you that he did with somebody else, okay? And be careful about what you eat, okay? Especially in this hour, because as you know, like, deception is like literally everywhere you turn. It's getting worse and worse, okay? And so many infants are becoming confused in this hour, and they don't really know like what's right and what's wrong and what's this and what's that. But you also have an advantage, you guys, because I feel like babies in Christ, right? They are so hungry for God that they want to do the right thing. They want to honor God, right? Because they're excited, okay? They're babies, right? Babies are joyful. They want to play all the time, right? Because I've also heard new converts like, oh yeah, I was at church and, you know, I was so excited about God, and like this elder at the church was like acting really funky towards me. I had so much joy. I'm like, what's wrong? You don't love God? And so I was just laughing. I'm like, that is so true. And that's how, you know, most infants in Christ are. I know I was. Like, I was reading everything. I was reading books. I was reading. Like, honestly, you guys, way too much. Okay. God told me you need to slow down, because I was trying to eat everything I could get my hands on, because I wanted to learn of God. I wanted to learn God's ways. I wanted to get to know him, because he had wooed me. He had rescued me from so many different things, and you know, in my life during that time, even from my past. Okay, so you get excited. So know your season. If this is you, you are in a season where God is, you know, trying to disciple you and feed you and water you. So stay under that, you know, shadow of his wing, right? You should always do that. But especially when you're a new convert, you definitely need to stay there. Okay. Do not be moved. All right. And let me tell you why. So as I was writing this out, what came to me was Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. And it says this: therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. Okay. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Okay. So that was in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27, if you want to go back and read that. And so what God is saying is, like, you have to make sure that your, you know, your walk with God is being built on a strong foundation, so that when things come your way, you won't be shakable, won't be, you know, shooken or be moved. And let me show you my quick testimony, you guys. So when I first gave my life to Christ, right, I was so excited. And, you know, God, he really showed himself to me in so many different ways, okay? And I remember the ministry I was a part of, they also had some religious ways, right? I knew that as I began to grow in Christ, and I didn't really understand what that was till I became more mature, okay? And one of the women of God, you know, she was just, like, being really rude and nasty. But she was, like, the mother of the church, y'all. She was so, like, judgmental. Okay. Now here I am, a baby in Christ. And she had said some, like, inappropriate things to me that was it hurt my feelings. And I had a choice to make. Like, the average Christian would have like literally walked away from the church or even walked away from God. But because at this point in that time period, I had spent so much time with God and getting to know him that I knew that that wasn't God's character. And I knew that what she was saying was from a place of like bitterness. Okay. Now I had told, then, my mentor what happened. And she was so upset because she was the one that drew me into Christ. Right. Chiquita, I'm so sorry. I mean, she was in tears. She was so upset. She said, she always do this. She always do that. And she said, please don't leave. I said, I'm not leaving. I'm just sharing with you, what she said and how she responded to me. And it was very inappropriate. Okay. Very inappropriate. And so oftentimes, sometimes I see people who, experience things like that, they walk away from God and from church. Right. And so this is why it's important for you to have a strong foundation in the Lord, not a strong foundation in the church itself, the four walls, but a strong foundation in God. Right. This is why you, as a seed, as a baby in Christ, need to have all this watering and nurturing through the word of God, through discipleship and mentorship. Okay. And so I'm gonna go in into my testimony. And so this was like back in like 07, like 08, okay. And my husband and I at this time we were dating, okay. And so I remember it was like one Sunday, it was Valentine's Day, and he had bought me a card, he bought me some flowers, and I was fine with it. I'm a very content person, like of course I like nice things, but they don't consume me. Like they don't run my life. Or I don't have to have certain things. Okay. I make it work. Okay. And so, I thank you. I appreciate it. Great, right? So we're at church. Now, mind you, we're both babies in Christ. Okay. And one of the ministers came up to him and said, hey, brother, hey son, the Lord wanted me to bless you with this money. Because he hears your heart. Your desire has been to take take her out, buy her, get her a nice dinner, get her a nice gift for Valentine's Day, but she didn't have the funds to do it. We were just dating at that time. And then my boyfriend, then now he's my husband, he just began to just cry. He was just like weeping. He was like, no one knew that that was in my heart except for God. No one knew that. He didn't tell me that or anybody else that. So I think he gave him like $80. We were outside the church, by the way. And he went inside the church and somebody else random came up to him and said, here you go. Here's $20. The Lord told me to give you this money for you to go out and take her out to eat for our Valentine's Day. Okay. Then it happened again. Another man of God came up to my husband, then boyfriend, and was like, here, the Lord said, give you this money because you desire to take her out for Valentine's Day. So here he is, my husband had almost $200 where we were able to like go out and just have a good time and just like enjoy each other's company. And so you guys like that, in that moment, like it's like moments like that or the moments that like wow me about God the most is that oftentimes we think that he don't care about the little intricate things about us that concerns us, but he does. I promise you, he does. Like the smallest little detail that maybe I might overlook, God cares about that too. Yes. She said, I hear stay in a child's place is good for us. Yeah, it is, sis. It is. And so, I wanted to share that quick nugget with you all. And so, as a baby, like a baby, you have to like make them laugh, make them feel good, wash them up real good, woo the baby, love the baby. That's how I felt like God was doing us in our infant stage as believers. And there were so many different things that God would do like throughout like those first few years of our, of us walking with him where he wooed. I call it the wooing season. And it's like, honestly, it's like you're being spoiled. To be truthful, you will be spoiled like a baby, get spoiled. And so I just think it's so beautiful, how God just showed me like, this tree and how our life is like a tree when it comes to seasons. And then how, we are like an infant, and like the seed, and our walk with him is like an infant, and you being a seed, and we need water and the nurturing, you guys. So if you're just getting on now, make sure you go back and hear the beginning, y'all. It was so good. And so I encourage you, like, and then of course, this is a very popular scripture, very popular, but it's also true, it's also beautiful. I'm oftentimes use this in my practice with my clients for therapy and coaching. We're talking about their healing, right? I'm like, it's a time and season for everything, okay? So in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it's a time for everything, okay? It's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, okay? A time for war and a time for peace, okay? And so literally what God was showing me in studying is like, I'm going to be teaching on the different seasons over the next few, like maybe like two, I guess maybe the next 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know. We'll see, y'all. I'm just a vessel, okay? About the different seasons we can go through. And it's going to be detailed. I'm not talking about, spring, winter, summer, fall. I'm talking about specific things like we go through. So here are some of them that God gave me so far. So you go through a season of learning and stretching, discovery, reconciliation, sowing, reaping, training, testing, pruning, mourning, healing, okay, warfare, dry seasons. And so each week I will be probably teaching about 2 or 3 different seasons to really give you guys like clarity, because I do know that oftentimes like we can be so deep in our life and what's going on that we're not always aware of what season we are in. And it's important to know what season you are in so that way you'll know how to respond. Also a season of preparation. God can be preparing you for something, something great. And one of the things that I didn't realize that I did a lot with my clients was help them understand what season they are in. And I began to notice it more this week after God gave me this word. Okay. Just the other day, I had a new client that began, and she was just sharing how she had a lot of stuff going on at work. You know, she's in her 60s, very educated, very smart, loved the Lord. And she's been going through this journey at work where it's been like very stressful and just testing for her. And she's like, I don't understand. Like, why am I going through this? And immediately I was like, your season, you in a season of stretching, you in a season of preparation, you in a season of testing. And so there is, you know, you can be, you know, experience different things in one season. Absolutely. Okay. I definitely have. And I'll be sharing even my own journey over the years, y'all. I've been a believer since 08. Okay. And 08, when I gave God my yes, my whole life shifted. And I've been walking with God through the rain, through the storm, through the highs and the lows and all that good stuff, y'all. So I have so much wisdom to share and so much nugget, you know, to share with you all about what I've learned. And so hopefully, you know, this will be a series that will build your faith, that will encourage you, that will sharpen you, that will help you see things from a different perspective and a different light, right? And so I'm praying that, you know, it'll also stretch me even the more and also stretch you guys, right? Because I'm always a student of the Word of God, always, okay? None of us know everything, okay? So thank you guys so much for watching. Let me get on real quick to see if you guys have any questions really quickly. She said, yeah, learning that our Father is present and all things concerning us matter to him. Yes, it does. Yes. And with Lavetta, that's your name, with Love Etta. That's what I wrote on my notes, girl. I said, Lord, I pray that me sharing this particular nugget is going to bless somebody and remind them that you care about it. Girl, I want to show you, girl. Yes. Yeah, so thank God for that. Yes, Lord. Okay. All right. So do I have any other questions before I end tonight? Yes. Yes, sis. Absolutely. If you want to join my email list, you can. Because what I've been doing is like sending out emails to my community to remind them about tonight's live. But most people I notice will watch it, the replay, a lot. And also on my podcast too. So it'll be up there as well. But what I want to do is I said, God, I would love to create like a worksheet or something to help you to like ask yourself like specific questions, because like God love it when we ask him questions, y'all. Like I used to have this myth growing up in the church that you're not growing up, but being in ministry at a young age, like my 20s, and they would say, oh, you can't ask God no question. And I'm like, okay. And so I didn't ask God questions for a period of time. And then one time, and then one day the guy said, you can ask me anything. You can ask me whatever you want to ask me. He said, I will always answer you. And I was like, oh my God. And so he might not answer me right then and there in the moment. But y'all, I promise you, like there's not a question I haven't asked God that he hasn't answered. At times he might not say anything because during that season I'm not ready to hear the answer. And there's time when he say, don't be afraid to ask me about a situation because I didn't want to know the truth. Ouch. Right. And oftentimes we all do that. We're all guilty of that. We don't want to ask God certain things because we are afraid of the answer as well, right? So yeah, we're gonna get into that too during the series. All right. So thank you guys so much for listening and hopping on tonight. Thank you for your time. I don't take your time lightly, but I am gonna go ahead and pray this out because I might have me, my regional hub team under the prayer hus for awakening and prayer hus. We have prayer tonight and like right now. And so I'm gonna go ahead and pray this out. So Father, I just thank you tonight for your word. Holy Spirit, I pray God that it bless your people. Holy Spirit, I ask you God to reveal to them what season they are in. Holy Spirit, encourage your people to come to you about any and every single thing that concerns them and bothers them, oh God, because God, you desire to answer them and you desire to have communication and fellowship with them, Lord. Father, I pray that God, that no self-condemnation or shame, God, will be their portion to prevent them from seeking your face. And so, God, we bless you tonight. I honor you, Lord God, with my life, God, with my time, God. And Father, I pray, God, that you continue to just push me to be a good steward over what you have given me, Lord. And so, God, I thank you tonight. I bless your people. God's name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So, yes, that's all I have, you guys. She put, yep, I'm learning that our Father is present in all things. Yes. I just read that. Hello, you guys. So, yeah, so I had the replay up. If you want to go back and watch it, it's very short. And I will see you guys next week. I'm not sure if I'm gonna do it on Thursday night again, or if I'll do a live on this series, season to season on Thursday morning. I'm not sure. But of course, I'll let you guys know. All right. So you guys have a great night. Thanks again for joining, and I will talk to you soon. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.